John Austin. He is the president of the Michigan State Board of Education. Mr. Austin, how are you?
Good. Good morning, Tony.
The State Board of Education has adopted more rigorous standards for scores on the statewide achievement tests, the Michigan Education Assessment Program, which is the MEAP test, and the Michigan Merit Exam, which is the MME. Talk about that.
We're putting the scores for what it means to be proficient, which, you know, every year or different years kids take our MEAP tests, and then they have the High School Michigan Merit Exam that tests math and science and social studies, and we want those scores to reflect when they say you're proficient or advanced, to really be aligned with what it means to be well prepared to take the next step, so that you're ready to go on to college or work and not need remedial coursework. So what we did the other day was basically update and pitch our scores for proficiency to match what it would mean to master the content well enough so that you can go on to Lansing Community College or Michigan State University, or go into an employer and not say, hey, you're not really ready for entry level math or for the next step, or to be, you know, considered for employment here. So we're part of what is the right national movement to really align what we ask all of our schools and all of our kids to learn as they move through K-12, to be ready for college and careers. And this was finally getting those scores in the right place, so that we're hitting that target and aligning our instruction and all our school preparation to make sure every kid's prepared.
We've talked with teachers' union officials about this, and where they agree the standards need to be increased. They think that the standards are being raised too much and are unattainable, especially in some of the challenged urban areas like Detroit.
Well, they do agree, and I'm delighted that we all agree that all kids can get the skills and have the ability to be prepared well and able to go on to college, technical education, be active participants. The piece that we have to do in Michigan, alongside setting the right learning expectations for a K-12 system, is we've got to do a lot more, and I'm sure the teachers and teachers unions agree, to support, not eviscerate, the ability of our schools and our teachers to really deliver the learning content. So we have to, you know, half of the equation is to set high expectations for our kids as parents, as educators, and to make sure that we're asking them to achieve at the level that they can achieve, all kids can learn, and be successful and move on to great careers. But now we have to provide much more support for teachers, for our schools. We've got to invest more money, not less, in our teachers. The governor called for, and the state board recommended, increases in investment in early childhood, in our master teachers, you know, having a way to reward teachers who are reaching a new level of ability so they can stay in the classroom and find satisfying careers. And that's what the kind of thing we need to do, is fund excellent teaching. It's not doable when we are cutting our schools dramatically. Many schools are finding, you know, they have found efficiencies. Now teachers and others are being asked to pay more for their health care and pensions. We now need to spend more on professional development, on training, on equipment, and make sure that the teachers have the tools they need and are supported well if we're going to expect them to be successful in helping kids master this rigorous set of learning.
Final question for you, and I've just got about 25 seconds. Does paying teachers more equal, does that mean they will be able to teach better?
Well, we now have tenure reform, which will allow good evaluations, so that if you're a good teacher, you're going to stay teaching, and any mediocre teachers who can't teach are going to be able to be eased out. With that in place, we should be very confident that we should pay more money for teachers. We should reward master teachers. You know, North Carolina, as a state, backed their education reform with investment in National Board Certified Teachers, which is a master teaching program. They have 18,000 National Board teachers. We have 380 in Michigan. It's because they invested in and paid for National Board Certification and master teaching. They invested in those teachers after they made the same kind of reforms we did. That's what we need to do here in Michigan.
All right. Thanks, Mr. Austin.
Thank you.